A movement calling itself Take 'em Down Jacks is part of a national call to pull Confederate monuments from public spaces. A local petition is calling for the renaming of streets and schools with Confederate names, too. In Memorial Park Sunday, speakers from the new Black Panther Party and Jacksonville Progressive Coalition are echoing those demands. One of them, 71-year-old Wells Todd, says though he spent his childhood in New York, he saw the South's Jim Crow era firsthand.
I had never experienced separate bathrooms and riding in the back of the bus and not being able to sit down at lunch counters. And I had a week-long experience over the Christmas holiday of that. And it wasn't until later on in my life that I realized why my mother wouldn't send me south to spend the summers with my grandparents.
Nearby is a vastly outnumbered group of six counter-demonstrators. One of them, Southern Heritage's Seber Newsom, is waving a Confederate battle flag. He blames the counter-protesters in Virginia for the bloodshed there.
It ain't going to help race relations if you tear something down. Look at Charlottesville. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We're tired of this. We're tired of our ancestors being disrespected.
Newsom says instead he'd like to see more statues erected honoring prominent African Americans. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.